I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Owen Gwathmey and Les Steckel, are located out at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center in Jackson, west of Nashville here, and also to Roland Roberts and Dan Mooney, who, along with me, are in the Department of Agricultural Economics at the University of Tennessee. Well, certainly there's been a lot of interest by farmers and looking at production costs and how they can reduce those plant production costs, particularly in the last few years where the cost of seed technology fees plus other inputs have gone up greatly. And one of the ways that farmers have thought about that is through reducing plant population density in fields and hoping that they have a favorable trade-off between lost yields and the reduction in input costs. In a series of papers by Parvin that have looked at an alternative to just cutting seeding rates, which would be a skip row pattern, indicated that low lint prices and high production costs have increased farmer interest in this technology. Just to give a little bit of background, Parvin et al. In a number of papers that evaluated this using farm data looked at the trade-off in yields and skip rows versus the decrease in production costs, particularly in-row costs, including seeding costs, but also other input costs. But they didn't really look at the quality aspect of different row spacings and skip row patterns. Gwathmey et al. In a forthcoming article using the same data set that I'm going to use today for our economic analysis looked at the yield compensation effects between 10, 30, and 40-inch rows and found that yield compensation occurred in the 10 and 30, but not so much in the 40-inch rows. They collected fiber quality data but didn't analyze that. We're going to go ahead and analyze that data in the analysis here when we look at yields, prices, and net returns. In an article by Larson et al. Recently came out, Journal of Agriculture and Resource Economics, they found that under UNRC cotton, and also for wide row cotton, there's an incentive for farmers to reduce plant population to try and save on seeding and technology fee costs. And with UNRC cotton, fiber quality could be an important determinant as part of that. So our objective today in this analysis was to evaluate the impact of row spacing and planting pattern on cotton net revenues under a couple of different technology fee regimes that are used for cotton. And we're going to do this in a partial budgeting framework. We're looking basically at the factors that changed in the experiment. We're not considering all of the costs that could change with the skip row system. So we're looking at changes in prices with row spacing and skip rows and quality attributes that change with the different row spacing and perhaps with skip row patterns, the differences in yields. Then we're going to also looking at differences in seed costs, both the cost of the seed and the technology fees that are associated with that. And then for the different row spacings and skip patterns, there were changes in planting costs, particularly labor, operating, and ownership costs. And also for harvest costs, again, changes in labor, ownership, and operating costs. And the different fiber quality characteristics that we looked at here that were calculated using a 2006-2007 average North Delta price differences are reflected here. So it's a combination of color, leaf, and staple, micronaire, strength, uniformity, and then any extraneous matter discounts, particularly with UNRC cotton. The experimental data came from a research project done at Milan under irrigated and non-irrigated conditions. It was conducted in 2003 through 2005. The three row spacing patterns were 40 and 30 inch rows that were spindle picked, and then 10 inch rows where it was finger stripped. And then for each of the row spacings, we had two different planting patterns, solid cotton, and then a 2-1 row skip. We looked at it for two different technology fee regimes. Basically, where if the technology fee is per acre charge, so it doesn't matter what the seeding rate is. And then we looked under the current regime where you're paying per seed. And we assume for the analysis that fees are capped for the UNRC. And we calculated costs based on the plant population density in the experiment and assumed an 80% survival rate to calculate seed and technology fee costs. Planting and harvesting, machinery ownership, and operating costs, which include labor, were calculated using ASAE formulas and values. Seed costs, were a function of plant population density. We did not consider other costs that potentially could change with the system, such as the banning of fertilizers, in-row insecticides, and other costs. So we're doing just a partial budgeting analysis here. Planting costs, the 40-inch rows, we assumed a 12-inch row planter. You can see the $10 cost. In 30-inch rows, we assumed a 16-row planter at $12. And in the ultra-narrow rows, we assumed a 20-foot Kinsey planter with $23 per acre. And we included tractor and labor costs in the per acre calculation. For harvesting costs for the 30 and 40-inch rows, we assumed a 6-row spindle picker with an adjustable toolbar. And you can see the cost there for the 30 and 40-inch at the bottom, where you can see in the skip that it's reduced because we can take a wider swath through the field for each pass. In the UNRC, the cost of harvest is basically the same for the skip and the solid. We assumed a stripper with a 20-foot finger type header that really can't be adjusted for the skip pattern. And so let's get to the results here. We'll first talk about lint yields, fiber quality, and the fiber quality adjusted prices, then seed costs, technology fees, and then finally the partial net revenues. And here's a graph of the lint yields for both the irrigated and non-irrigated conditions. Main points I'd like you to take away from this slide is that there's no difference in yields between the solid and the skip in the 10 and 30 inch rows under both the irrigated and non-irrigated conditions. But you can see in the 40 inch rows that there was a significant difference in yields, with yields being lower in the skip. With respect to fiber quality, the interactions between row spacing and planting pattern were relatively small or not significant relative to row spacing. In other words, the primary effects came from row spacing, which is primarily harvest method, which is finger strip versus spindle pick cotton. And so you can see here for price differences, again, assuming a base price about 49 cents, the adjusted prices for each one of the treatments. And you can see, for the solid and skip row, that there's really not any significant difference across the different row spaces, both in the non-irrigated and irrigated. Now, the two fields in the experiment were run separately, so you can't look at the letter differences between the non-irrigated and irrigated, but you can see that the prices were lower for the 10-inch cotton in the irrigated conditions as compared to the dry land or non-irrigated conditions. Here are seed costs. On average across treatments, about 37% lower with the skip, with the biggest reduction in a 10-inch row and the smallest reduction in the 40-inch row. Technology fees were also reduced 30 and 40 inch rows, but because we assumed that there was a cap for the UNRC, it was capped at about $41 regardless of whether it was a solid or skip. then finally, net revenues. You can see, looking at the partial net revenues, that the skip provided higher net revenues in the 10 and 30-inch spacings in both the irrigated and non-irrigated conditions, but not in the 40-inch spacing. So there was an advantage to the skip in the 10 and 30-inch rows, but not in the 40-inch rows. Basically, you'd have to have other in-row input cost savings to make it pay under 40-inch. And then the final table here looks at the percentage change in net revenues and switching from a solid to skip row pattern under two different technology regimes. The one is just based on a per acre, so the only thing, first column there is the per acre one, so the only thing that changes is seed costs. Second one is a technology fee priced on a per seed basis. And you can see that the switch to the solid, to the skip, resulted in an increase in net revenues, both the non-irrigated and irrigated, by going into 10-inch and 30-inch rows. You could see that revenues were reduced in the 40-inch rows under both non-irrigated and irrigated, but the reduction in revenue wasn't quite as great under the seed count regime. So to summarize, there was some yield compensation that occurred in skip row patterns in 10 and 30-inch rows, but not so much in the 40-inch rows. Basically, no price differences were found between the solid and skip row patterns. Any price difference patterns were due to row spacing and primarily harvest method. Skip row seed costs were on average about 37% lower for solid plantings across the different row spacings. Tech fees on average were about 35% lower than for solid plantings. And then seed count tech fees increased the incentive for skip row plantings compared to per acre tech fees. Skip row net revenues were higher in the solid plant. It should say we're higher in the skip row, 10 and 30 inch, but not the 40 inch rows. And for the 40 inch rows, additional in-row savings that were not modeled in our analysis would be needed to make skip row cotton more profitable than solid planting. And so if you have any questions, that's all I have. All right, thank you very much.